You guys know the King Charles coronation is coming up this weekend. And what's so funny is if this were on at a better time, I would watch it, but that it's so early.
So American, huh?
It's true.
What time?
Could we reschedule this for a better time?
I remember when William and Kate got married, I was getting text messages from girlfriends. Are you up watching this? Yeah. And I was like, it was a Saturday morning. And I'm like, this is my one day to sleep in. No. And then I woke up and turned it on and groggily started watching. And it was fascinating. Mm-hmm. It was fascinating. That was William getting married, though.
Yes. Well, depending on what part of the country you're in, you're either going to be anywhere between 4 to 7 hours behind, you know, or even more.
More, yes. I think, yeah.
The coronation begins Saturday at 11 a.m. in London time. And it's scheduled to go to like, you know, I don't know, several hours really, but the actual coronation is like 1 hour. It's going to be fascinating, though. Understand, the news people, the media people who this has been their job, they've been assigned to cover the coronation. They know about every little thing he's wearing. They know about every little horse. They know about every little salute. And it's interesting.
They know about the Stone of Destiny that's going to be under the chair he sits in.
No, you tell us about it, Sam.
The Stone of Destiny comes from Scotland.
Yes.
In Scotland, they used to have a King of Scotland, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the King of England is now the King of Scotland.
Scotland, sure.
So the King of Scotland used to be coronated on the Stone of Destiny in Scotland.
Is it stones for real?
Yeah, it's a stone bench.
Oh, a bench.
So what happened is way back when everything got consolidated, the King of England took the Stone of Destiny and brought it to England
and said,
you can't do this anymore in Scotland because I got your stone. But eventually they brought it back for Scotland. And so whenever there's a coronation, they pick it up, bring it, put it under his throne so that he is crowned the King of Scotland.
Okay.
And then it goes back to Scotland.
That's important for the people of Scotland.
Wow. Yeah. So you won't see it under there, but it's under there.
And they've used the same rock every time.
Yeah, they actually broke it one time. So it's they had to get stonemasons to put it back together.
You're not saying somebody broke it by sitting on it.
No, accidentally.
Anyway, the coronation is Saturday morning, early in the States.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, though, is Keep the Wow Wednesday, and you really have some wows in your life. We're going to celebrate with you next.
It's Keep the Wow Wednesday, brought to you by Bank of America. And Keep the Wow is Jody's motto. It's a positive thing that hopefully can help lift you up when you need it.
It's about when you do something for yourself. It's about, you know, self-confidence, really. Keep the wow, the times you've wowed yourself and let go of the rest. And Deanna's got a really good one, so I thank you for this. This came into our Facebook page. Deanna says, keep the wow. Had the courage to divorce my ex years ago and took care of and supported my 3 small children on my own for several years while I used my GI Bill to go back to school for my accounting degree. Now they are 15, 17, and 19 years old. Some close ages that you were raising. And I'm happily married to the love of my life now and working as a school board fixed asset accountant.
That's awesome.
I don't know what you do for a living exactly, but good for you. That is a wow for your life.
That's a whole lot of wow.
Yeah.
It is. Look, Keep the Wow is just about positive self-talk because you can naturally sort of focus on the negative things, but you need to remember to tell yourself the things you got right and the things that you've done right. Tracy says, my son and I have had lunch, just the two of us together, and I love those times. That's her wow. Holly jumped in. This is so awesome to me. It's only one line, but thank you for it. Holly says, used Keep the Wow in my classroom this year.
Ooh.
Thank you all for sharing.
That's really cool.
Love that idea.
Wow.
It's really just positive self-talk.
Yeah.
The way it all came about, something I used to tell myself, keep the wow, keep the wow. Forget the rest. Forget what that loser said. Keep the wow.
Whoa, who's the loser?
Oh, no, it just means negative stuff that I had heard.
I understand, yeah.
It's not you, Sam.
Thought it might be me.
No way. Anyway, keep it coming. We'd like to hear from you. You can email us at murphysamandjody.com or send these in to Facebook and Instagram.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
An update on the Madonna biopic, and you know who's very ticky-tacky about it.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
Madonna was spotted out recently having dinner in New York.
Open your heart to
which is not unusual, but it's who she was having dinner with that kind of sparked everybody's talking about something. And I didn't realize that the biopic that she had been working on had been put completely on hold.
Oh, yeah. That's because of her tour.
Her tour, her celebration tour. Mm-hmm. However, remember who she had picked to play her? Actress Julia Garner, who you may remember from Ozark.
If you want to stop me, you're going to have to kill me!
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How good was she?
I haven't seen her in a while.
She stole every scene she was in. Mm-hmm. So Madonna was out having dinner with Julia Garner just days ago. And they were talking. And remember, this whole process was hard won for her to be chosen to play Madonna. Oh, Madonna was doing all the choosing. Some other actresses who auditioned for it, Florence Pugh, Euphoria star Alexa Demi, and many other, like probably some actresses who you don't even know showed up for what they called hardcore Madonna boot camp. They had to dance. They had to walk and talk for her, like her.
So if she was having dinner with Julia Garner, does that mean that's her pick?
To me, no. The movie's on hold, but I think they're developing some. I think they're friendly now, which means she's probably going to be it when it finally gets made.
Coming up next.
Jody tried to throw something away. I rescued it from the trash, and then I got busted.
Sam, I want to tell you a story about a green mug.
Coffee mug?
Yes, sure is. Okay, so I had four boxes of things sitting in the main living area of our home, and Murphy was going to take them to donate.
Yeah.
Because he has the Batmobile, and he can load up boxes and take them. And I loaded the boxes and cleaning out rooms and just cleaning out.
Just general stuff from around the house.
Yes. And so Taylor was home, and she and I were walking the dogs. And Murphy starts leaving, and he pulls up beside us. Hey, you know, he does all the, oh, hey. And
hey, good looking. I'll be back to pick you up later.
That's it. That's that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell him what you told me?
Well, yeah. I mean, I noticed you were pitching a mug that I like a lot. Yeah. And so I decided to keep the mug. I pulled it back out of the stash.
And I was like,
is that your favorite coffee mug?
No. Well, I mean, it's not my favorite, but it is one that I like pouring cold coffee in. It's kind of big, and it's one of my mugs.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wanted to get rid of that mug. I try even if it's one box of things to donate, when I'm cleaning out, I try to hit the mugs at least once, mm-hmm. because we have mug hoarders. Murphy and Phoebe, our youngest, she loves mugs, and so there's too many.
Yeah,
they're falling out of the cabinet, and it's a lot. So anyway, you leave to go, and Taylor said to me, she said, she's just grinning, and she says, yep, you keep taking things out, and he keeps bringing them in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a summation, and that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people who live together or married, whatever.
I'm surprised Taylor, your oldest, didn't tell you, you know, there's a way to fix that.
What do you mean?
Just throw it away.
I know. I hate to, first of all, he takes out the garbage. He would have found it. Why are you throwing this mug away? I just wanted to get rid of it, and I didn't realize it meant something to you. I didn't know you liked that one especially.
I was surprised, and we really don't. It's not like we collect mugs. I know how you feel about mugs that don't match.
It feels like we collect mugs.
If it's sentimental, forget keeping it.
That's not true.
If it doesn't match the rest.
There's a whole shelf for sentimental mugs.
Jody's going to pitch it.
Take a picture of your mug closet, your mug cabinet. I want to see it.
Okay. It'll make your head hurt.
Well, too late, Sam. It's been cleaned
up. Oh, yeah.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, yesterday the White House announced that they'll be sending 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to join the already 2,500 military personnel who are there. It's expected to be thousands of migrants ready to cross the border every day when the Title 42 restrictions end. Troops that will be sent, Army and U.S. Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. Number two, the Surgeon General says that loneliness is a public health threat. And
really?
I believe it, that it's just as dangerous as obesity or smoking. You've got to have social connection. And the pandemic made it worse for so many. Mm. It's a risk for depression, anxiety, even heart disease.
Wow.
Make plans. get with people, find your people and get with them. Yeah. I believe that. All right. And number three, Star Wars Day is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Cinco de Mayo on Friday. But today,
and coronation on Saturday.
Who knew this? It's National Paranormal Day. 4 out of 10 Americans believe there's really something out there, or believe in spirits or ghosts.
Oh, yeah, there's something out there.
Other supernatural stuff.
Do the paranormal things know that today is their day?
Of course they do. They know everything, don't they?
Okay.
Three things to know today.
At least.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
We got a judge shakeup on American Idol this weekend.
I heard about it.
But Sam, why? Well, Luke Bryan's still going to be there, but the other two, Lionel Richie and Katy Perry, they're going to be over spending the night at Windsor Castle because they have to perform for the coronation on Sunday.
Right.
Coronation is Saturday, but their performance is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They are going to join Idol via satellite just to say, hi, we're over here.
Via royal satellite.
But they're still missing two judges. Mm-hmm. Luke Bryan's still there, so they're going to replace the two judges for 1 week only. With Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Wow,
yes,
that's awesome.
Baby.
She was already planning to be on the show anyway as the mentor for the final seven.
Love her.
So she's going to be the mentor, plus she's also going to judge, plus she's also going to perform one of her hit songs.
Yay!
Don't know which one, though.
It doesn't matter. So special.
The other judge is going to be none other than Ed Sheeran. And it's like, whoa!
Everywhere right now.
Well, this is his week.
I know.
The Disney thing starts tonight, or today. It's on Disney Plus. His four-part documentary. The album comes out Friday.
Yes.
And he's still in court this week. And then Sunday, he'll be on American Idol. And he's going to perform a song from the new album. Plus, the top seven are going to do duets.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out with math. But the duets they're going to do are Ed Sheeran songs.
Nice. Lots to choose from.
Well, if you're going to do substitute judges, that's the way to go.
No kidding.
Yeah. Moving on. Hey, Jody, we got an 80s tour for you this summer to talk about. Rick Springfield.
My boyfriend right
it's
there.
It's the I Want My 80s Summer. Now, Rick is leading the way. It's
yes,
going to go
is.
All over the place and different opening acts on different nights. We got the Hooters, Paul Young, Tommy Two Tone, John Waite, and the Tubes.
John Waite.
Those are all not going to be every night. Those are just going to be like
John
a combination of different
is
nights.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's
and
fun.
Found this fun one this week on Jimmy Fallon before the writer's strike kicked in.
Mm.
You know how he does the kindergarten instruments?
Love it.
They did it with John Fogerty and did a CCR song.
Made for a kazoo.
I'm bopping away now, huh?
Yeah. That's fun.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 7:20.
Coming up next, though, what they're putting back into cars that flat screens recently replaced. Something old is returning to new cars. Guys, rack your brains.
The horn's still there.
The horn is
old.
Still there.
So this would be something that's gone, not cigarette lighters,
oh.
I'm assuming.
Huh?
Thank God.
I mean,
they're back.
The 12-volt adapter is still there, so you only have one of the two pieces, right?
What a dangerous thing.
What?
That thing, that cigarette lighter.
Only if you touched it.
Yeah, but what a dangerous thing. How many kids do you think? Back in the day, punched that thing, pulled it out, and went, wow, that's pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I touched
it. Well,
it
was hot, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Dangerous thing. Okay.
Yeah. I did that, but it was glowing orange, so I didn't touch it. It was like
well, you were smarter than the rest
sense.
Of us, weren't
yeah.
you? Okay. No, it's not in all cars, but modern cars with dashboards, touchscreen dashboards.
Mm-hmm.
Some car makers are saying they're going to return to buttons because consumers miss having buttons and knobs on their dashboard. I'm sure they're going to be sleek and modern and beautiful, but I understand why. I've never had a touchscreen in a car.
Physical process of actually pushing a button?
While driving, because drivers have reported in big numbers finding it distracting and difficult to deal with a screen while driving.
That's with buttons, you can reach and touch something without looking down at it and feel it. You can't do that with a touchscreen. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, whenever yours doesn't work, Murphy, it's like you should see him get mad with it. Boom, boom, boom. Come on.
Yeah.
It starts rolling. But anyway, everybody, now you're going to have to, it's going to be good and premium and, you know, like sleek, modern buttons. Not going to be like something you have to press and press 100 times.
See, I have the screen, but I also have a bunch of buttons on the steering wheel so that I don't even have to look. I can, you know, turn the radio, change this, do that.
Buttons on the steering wheel get me, though, accidentally.
Well,
it
depends. If those buttons are menus, it probably is the same problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where one button controls one thing on a dash. So I get that altogether.
I do too.
I mean, I know that reaching over to turn my, you know, the stereo up and down or adjusting the AC, all of those things, even though they can be done electronically, I do those with the knobs.
Yeah. Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Powered by State Farm.
Not only is Kevin Costner rumored to be leaving Yellowstone, but his wife is apparently leaving him.
I, John Dutton, do solemnly swear.
His wife of 18 years has filed for divorce. The statement is a long one. It's with great sadness and that circumstances beyond his control has transpired, which result in Mr. Costner having to participate in the dissolution of marriage action.
What?
It's like, who wrote that?
I think what you said at first was they're getting a divorce.
They're getting a divorce. This is his second marriage. He was married for 18 years. They have three children together, ages 12, 14, and 15. They are both petitioning for joint custody. He was married the first time for 16 years.
Does this have anything to do with season 5? I'm going to be making a country and western documentary.
Who
I'm not doing
ever
season 5.
Say, even if two people get divorced and they each tell you the reasons, you still never really know what goes on, do you?
No.
Inside a marriage. And it is one of the hardest things in the world, right? To make work out. And with his busy schedule and all that he's trying to do, make movies.
Is it going to affect his governorship?
Stop it. We don't even know if there's going to be a season 5 finale of Yellowstone.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram. And coming up, souvenir glasses and who's who on our Facebook page.
We love to keep up with you everywhere. We love to hear from you everywhere, too. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or call or text us 877-310-4MSJ.
Social media connect.
Okay, from our Facebook and Instagram pages, Rita says, first time to visit your page. No one looks like what I had imagined. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Rita. That happens in life to all of us. Nobody looks like what you think if you've only heard them. I don't know why. That's true.
I remember thinking that as a kid, listening to the radio, the same thing, you know? You know, although, Jody, you're everything that I imagined.
Why do you do that?
Does Rita go on to say, y'all all look better than I thought?
No elaboration. Oh. Sorry,
Sam. Yeah, do you really want to go deep? Probably not.
I think it's an interesting thing about imagination. Yeah. We all have if you had a voice that came over a loudspeaker like it did when we were in school, and, you know, a loudspeaker, and that person announced something to you every day.
Yeah.
You, as a human being, you would naturally assign a look to them.
And everybody's
brain would have a different person assigned. You know what I mean?
Is Rita saying it's a good thing we work in radio? People don't have to see us?
She didn't say that. I want to read it to you again. First time to visit your page. No one looks like what I had imagined.
Hmm. Yeah.
P.S. There's a P.S.
Oh.
Sam is dying to know. P.S. Looking for the margarita recipe.
Okay, good. That's actually the right reason to go to the page.
The margarita recipe is a part of our Cinco de Menu recipes this week. So go get it. It's the best homemade margarita I've ever had. And I've had a few.
That's great from a woman named Rita.
It is. Margarita.
Aha.
Also, lovely Rita. Rebecca, we were talking about the Red Lobster glasses. Murphy's mom had a Red Lobster collectible glass. I thought it was a vase. I put flowers in it.
And you haven't heard the end of it.
Rebecca says, I had a naked lady glass and a lighthouse glass from Red Lobster. So apparently there was a naked lady glass.
Oh, I don't remember that. Like a mermaid or something, maybe?
My husband accidentally broke my naked lady glass. I loved it. It held a 16-ounce Diet Pepsi, ice, and just the right amount of rum.
Yeah.
Awesome, Rebecca. Keep it coming. We love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook.
Coming up next,
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the Pentagon says that mysterious balloon over Hawaii we've spotted is not spying on us. Now, we all just found out about it, Monday? Mm-hmm. The Pentagon says they've been tracking it since Friday. They were on it. They sent up a couple of F-22s to check it out. It did not. This is the report. Well,
it did not look menacing.
And so they're going to let it drift out of U.S. airspace. They're not reporting what it is, maybe because they don't know.
Weird.
They're watching it. Yeah. Number two, first it was Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Liquidating. I know you hit the sale already, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Now Tuesday Morning has announced they are going out of business, and the going out of business sale is already underway. They'll take gift cards and return merchandise through May 13th.
Are they taking Bed Bath & Beyond gift cards?
No, they're not one of those. Anyway, they're closing their locations, and they thank you for 49 years of loyalty and support with, you know, everybody shopping online.
I know.
These brick and mortar places are having to close. It's what's going on.
Yeah.
And number three, with the coronation this weekend for King Charles, his fans are camping out days ahead of his coronation. They're hanging out on the main road at Buckingham Palace.
They do that, though, for the weddings and the funerals and all that.
The real royal faithful.
Yeah.
There was also a bomb squad that had to detonate some explosives found outside of Buckingham Palace this week as well. And a man is in custody now. He had some kind of threatening messages and apparently was a handful of shotgun cartridges that had to be detonated.
Three things to know today. For years, I have seen on social media and Pinterest.
Yes, Sam, that's where you are all the live long day.
College dorms, yes. and basically, this is 100% girl dorms that are decorated to the nines.
Up the game, that's right.
I mean, lights before lights were cool to have, you know, Christmas lights hanging and drapes, window treatments.
Well, you know, they have those little LED lights on strips.
All that stuff going on, and
why do you bring it up?
I bring it up because it's now going to affect my daughter, Maddie. Because
she wants that kind of dorm?
I didn't know that she did or not, but she and one of her roommates, they're going this weekend to pick up some beds, like a stayed away that they found that they want for their room.
Nice.
We at the senior breakfast last week, me and her mom and Maddie sat with one of Maddie's roommates and her mom.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting there just listening to the conversation because I didn't know any of this.
Was out of your league.
I didn't know what was going on. The other girl's mom asked about the carpet. Do you know if the carpet is 6x9 or 8x10 or 4x6? And I was like, what? Well, it depends because you want to get a statement piece. And I was like,
whoa. You're thinking back to the cinder block of your dorm.
I had cinder blocks and there was no carpet. It was just floor.
Yeah.
Well, the statement piece isn't going to mean much when they're trying to fight over the bathroom, you know? What kind of when Taylor was in her first dorm? Mm-hmm. So your boys never stayed in dorms, right? Did they live at home when they went to college?
No, Sammy and Will stayed in dorms at different times, but
they didn't bougie it up.
It's boy dorms, which is like as long as there's a toilet and a shower head, we're good.
Yeah, you're good, right?
You know,
She did the LED strips and they did some pictures and stuff. They kept it pretty simple.
Right. Her bed was up, and underneath her bed was a desk. Yeah. She sort of, you know, she didn't go bougie with it, but she girled it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think here's the deal. Every girl is different. Every student, there's no wrong way to do that.
Yeah.
But your space is important to your state of mind. And whatever she and her friends do to make that dorm more comfortable, the better. Because you want her to be comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Away
it's going to be like a room, not a dorm.
Feel like a little apartment.
And by the way, Murphy, speaking of the bathroom, they were talking about the canisters to hold the makeup pads and everything else in the bathroom.
Yeah, they're going to share those? Oh, lovely.
I guess.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got your Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Up next, got an email for you, Jody, something you're pronouncing wrong.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
All right, Jody, we have an email from Wendy for you.
Hi, Wendy.
Jody, you are pronouncing G-A-L-A wrong.
I say gala.
Yeah.
And I guess that means that it's gala. I think it's both.
To me, I thought it was one of those like poinsettia.
Poinsettia,
same difference.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I say gala.
Well, I would say it's always gala when it's the apple.
All right.
Yeah, but gala, we're going to a gala.
Is it the Met Gala?
If I go up here to Cambridge.com.
Okay.
Cambridge.org. So they say if you're in the United States, let me click this, it sounds...
Gala.
Gala.
If you're in the United Kingdom...
Gala.
Hmm. Gala. So it's either depending on where you are.
After the coronation this weekend, there's going to be a...
Gala.
Gala.
Yes.
But
we are going to Beverly Hills for a...
Gala.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you know, the kind of apples I like are...
Gala.
Me too.
Exactly.
I also like Golden Delicious. But okay.
Or maybe the next time we go to the store, I could ask for...
Gala.
Apples.
And they'll stare at you.
Yes.
What do you think this is, Britain?
Anyway, thank you for that, Wendy. The thing about anytime someone points something out, like you did it for me, Sam, with the that phrase I get wrong all the time.
All of a sudden?
All of a sudden.
Yeah, you used to say all of the sudden.
You still say it. I still say all of the sudden.
Yeah.
But every time I say it, I question myself now. Mm-hmm. So, Wendy, know that you did affect because I'll question Gala Gala for the rest of my life.
we can just always call it Big Event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to the Big Event.
Gala. Gala Gala. Angela from our Facebook page sent in, this is about the peanut butter balls that are still in the fridge here at work. Sam, are you please going to eat them?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You begged. You harassed me about making those things.
Now it's my fault.
I'm not eating them because I'm trying to lose weight for the...
Gala.
Angela says, I've been teaching for 32 years. One of my favorite former school cafeterias made peanut butter balls. They did not use honey. They used Karo syrup.
Oh.
Maybe that's the difference that we are tasting because mine were honey. And our recipe, by the way, is online at murphysamandjody.com.
You know, it used to be my favorite thing to eat in the school cafeteria. It was the apples. What kind were they?
Gala.
That's it.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
Jon Bon Jovi has finally reacted to his son Jake's engagement to Millie Bobby Brown. Jake Bon Jovi and Millie Bobby Brown have been a thing for about a year, and it looks like they're engaged now, and they're young. So Jon was asked, and man, he does have a thing or two to say about love. I'll be there for you. Oh. And he can knock down a rock ballad. I feel that. Mm. My heart's hurting right now. Okay, so he said he has no problem with them getting married at a young age. Jake is 20. Millie Bobby Brown is 19.
I thought she was 11.
Been waiting for that, haven't you?
Yes.
Anyway, the word is, here's the quote. This is what John said. I don't know if age matters. If you find the right partner and you grow together... I think that's my advice, is really growing together is wise. When asked about Millie Bobby Brown, he said, she's wonderful. Her whole family are great, and Jake is very happy. Very, very happy, and that's all he cares about.
Oh, so he got to meet Papa?
Stop. Also, wanted you to know that SNL this weekend, they've canceled Pete Davidson's big return as host because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
SNL's going to do some
repeats.
Well,
they're going to be on hold for a while.
For quite a while. It's graduation season, and I know we've talked about some good grad gift ideas. You've sent some to us on our Facebook page, but I wanted to tell you this, Murphy. I decided, I've already run this by Phoebes, our youngest, who is graduating. I want to give, not that she would have a problem with it, but I'm going to give her friends grad gifts from us as well. You know, it's four of them, and they're a group of five that she's been with since junior high. Yeah. And they are lifelong friends. No matter what direction these girls go in, which is going to be some different directions, they're going to be friends forever.
That's sweet.
Are you going to customize a gift for each kid, or it's just like a generic everybody gets?
That's where I'm stuck. I don't want a generic everybody gets the same gift, but I want them to be equal because they will,
Here you
English, go. Because they'll all be opened at the same time. I'll tell you my ideas, but I want yours first.
Why don't you get your 4 gift cards from restaurants, places they like.
And they can
4
all
different
go together.
No. Different ones. Put them all in envelopes, unmarked, and hold them out and say, girls, pick.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And that way you didn't decide who gets what. You know,
okay.
And let them know. It's 4 gift cards for however much.
And what will happen is after they get them, they'll swap.
That's fine. They can trade them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something cutesy-er, but.
I mean, or you could mix and match that, like, you know, Ulta gift cards or something like that. Some beauty shop kind of gift cards, you know?
The beauty shop.
Well, I don't know. I mean, shopping. It's not a commercial for Ulta. That's the only one I can think of. But, you know, I mean, those kind of places. Sephora, whatever.
I was imagining, like, 4 little, like, bucket hats upside down filled with things. But if you, I like the gift card.
What's a bucket hat?
It's a cute little hat that sits on the head and it comes out. It looks like a Gilligan hat, Murphy.
Those ones you always wear to the beach.
Yeah.
Bucket hat.
Like, I didn't know that's what they were called.
Oh,
I thought they were called beach hats.
I saw some the other day and some of them had sunflowers on them and some had, you know, cute little daisies. And I just thought everybody gets a different bucket hat for summer, but I could turn it upside down and fill it with stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea too. Hmm. It's about the packaging. You know,
much
as it is about the, you know.
I would like to go out to eat with a little gift card pull, though, too.
Yeah,
so I'll let
idea.
You know, because I need to decide in the coming weeks.
Yeah. And so who's going to be paying for this?
We are. You and me.
I believe you fall into we, Murphy.